the Lincoln Echo, published in Fort Smith, appears to be the last of a long list of African-American newspapers in Arkansas. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the paper has historic roots and is branded as the voice that brings the community together.
Fort Smith counts an estimated 8,000 African-American residents, nearly 10% of the city's population, the second largest black population in western Arkansas after Texarkana. And Fort Smith's black district is growing, up 10% over the past decade. Cecil M. Green Jr. was raised in Fort Smith. He moved away to attend college and worked as an administrator at the University of Chicago and registrar in Knoxville, Tennessee. He retired and moved back to Fort Smith after being away 50 years. Now 81 years old, Cecil Green continues to work as executive vice president of the Lincoln Echo.
When I came to Fort Smith, the Lincoln Echo became available, if you will, and Napoleon Black and two other individuals, they decided on it, and I said, hey, I'd like to become a part of it, and so I did become a part of the operation because I had lived here in Fort Smith, and the other three people involved in it lived, two of them lived in California. Napoleon lives in St. Louis, and he commutes down here once a month to put the paper together.
The Lincoln Echo premiered in 1992 as a popular newsletter for the alumni of Lincoln High School, Fort Smith's historic African-American secondary school, which served the region's black children during segregation. The Echo was produced by Sherry Tulliver and Barbara Meadows. Cecil Green is a member of the class of 1948, and his father served as longtime principal.
That was the only education that they could have gotten. And just as a note, the kids from Fayetteville came down. They would spend the entire week in Fort Smith in selected homes, and they would go home on weekends. We also had some students, we were right here on the Oklahoma line, who walked across the Garrison Avenue Bridge, walked across the Arkansas River from Moffitt to go to school here in Fort Smith.
When Tulliver and Meadows decided to sell their newsletter, Napoleon Black, Cecil Green, and several others purchased the brand in 2001, transforming it into a regional newspaper.
Well, we are available to citywide and statewide. Primarily in Fort Smith, we are targeting the African-American community. And one of our goals is to keep people informed about what is going on within our community.
The news office is based at Brunswick Place on 10th Street in downtown Fort Smith. Cecil Green says the paper is bipartisan, but editorially left-leaning.
We try to keep our readers informed about where we've been, where we've come from as a group, and what's going on in the political world.
The Lincoln Echo reprints national and international articles of African-American interest. The paper does not cover crime or breaking news, but prints political, civic, cultural, and historical content, including African tribal history, NAACP news, college graduate profiles, and obituaries in the community.
For example, the church community is very important here in Fort Smith, and we get a lot of people say, will you publicize this event for us, or will you cover this event for us?
The paper has an array of columnists. Aileen Stafford, newspaper office manager, writes about UAFS and current events. Ad manager Danae Burris writes opinion pieces. Tana Holloman, noted Van Buren African-American genealogist, writes a heritage column. The newspaper's politics section features columns by Senators John Bozeman and occasionally Mark Pryor. And each month, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe submits a column. Fort Smith City Director Andre Good, who's African-American, writes a page titled, Where Do We Stand? Regarding City Politics. The Van Buren Press Argus, owned by the Southwest Times Record, prints the paper paid for by ad revenue. It has a circulation of 3,000. Papers are for sale in places around Fort Smith, as well as in a half dozen newspaper boxes in Little Rock for 50 cents. Subscriptions are $25 a year. The Echo has an online edition and is now on Facebook.
We get quite a few hits, as the terminology goes, from our online edition. And I might mention on the online edition, it is constantly updated.
More than 30 black-owned newspapers have launched in Arkansas over the past 145 years. The Arkansas Freeman began publication in the summer of 1869 and is considered the first. But the most noted is the Arkansas State Press, established in Little Rock in 1941 by civil rights pioneers Lucius Christopher Bates and Daisy Gatson Bates. It remained in circulation until 1997. And like Fort Smith's Lincoln Echo, the Arkansas State Press was the voice of Little Rock Central High during the desegregation crisis of 1957. 13 black newspapers were published in Van Buren and Fort Smith between 1898 and present time. Nationwide, several African-American dailies exist, most notably the Chicago Defender. Now, Napoleon Black believes black-owned media is critical. He's publisher and co-owner of the Lincoln Echo. He was born and raised in Fort Smith and also attended Lincoln High, graduating in 1959.
It was a self-sustaining community with segregation being the prevalent political. That's the way everything was done. And you had, the as in a lot of ethnic communities, money would and businesses were tailored towards their clientele, and it was self-sustaining, and money would circulate there 3, 4, 5 times before it ever left the community. There were 5 doctors in Fort Smith, 5 black doctors in Fort Smith. There was a dentist. There was drug stores. There was all types of businesses. And actually, with integration, all of those businesses went away.
Napoleon Black lives out of state and is retired from AT&T, where he worked as an accounts manager in marketing. He said being raised in a segregated society spurred intense determination amongst his demographic and the desire towards excellence.
And that was the thing that was instilled in us. And at that time, there was an explosion of people, first people that lived in these communities, going to college and returning from college and getting jobs. And I know my older brother, when the first job that he got, he made twice the salary that my father made. And that was because of education. And those were practical things that you could see the results of what education would do. So that was an incentive to go to school and get that. My father was a practical man. He took all his boys down. He was a red cap, which was a person who carried bags for Continental Trailway. And he took us down and had us sit and watch him for 4 hours. He took us down in the morning and just watch him. This is what he did. He said, now, you can go to school and you can do better than I am, or you cannot go to school, and I'll get your job right here.
Publisher Napoleon Black pens Poe's thoughts on the editorial page. His brother, the late Alan Black, a prominent Fort Smith resident, served as columnist and editor. As for Cecil Green, his most memorable newspaper issue was the opportunity to cover in person the inauguration of Barack Obama as 44th President of the United States on January 20th, 2009.
We were just very proud of that issue, that edition that we have, and I think we have it posted on a wall down there in the office.
The Lincoln Echo, reporting on history in the making. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can read the online edition at thelincolnecho.com.